Let me repeat, in effect, many Catholics are trying to do the impossible, to profess their Catholic faith by attending Mass, while their lives, by profession of self-identity, is the prevalent paganism of our day. And so many Catholics are just honest. They know they're not living Catholic lives, so they just even stop coming to Mass. If there's one thing that I emphasized in my 25 years of teaching my own fellow Jesuits their theology, I told them, you are priests or priest-to-be to save sinners. When I watch priests by the hour, mesmerized in front of a television set, and often in parishes where confessions are by appointment only, or for a short time each week, I want to scream. How much we need to learn. And I strongly urge all of you, in the name of God, help priests to be priests, to live their priesthood. And as you know, priesthood means offering sacrifice. A priest is a good priest only if he is living a life of sacrifice imposed on priests. Put them to work. Wear them out. That's what they are priests for. 52. Do we participate in Christ's sacrifice through the Mass? The question 52, we don't have it here. Do you have it here?
I have it, Father.
Read it out loud.
We do participate in Christ's sacrifice because in the Mass, Christ is truly offering himself to his Heavenly Father. It is the same Jesus who died on the cross and who is now offering himself to his Heavenly Father in every Mass celebrated by the Catholic Church.
You see it in front of you, you heard it. In every Mass, it is the same identical Jesus Christ who died on Calvary, rose from the dead on Easter Sunday, and is now at the right hand of his Heavenly Father. Why is Jesus Christ on earth? Many reasons. But one of the most fundamental is that he might, as a man, exercise his free human will. The double consecration signifies, tells us, reveals to us, says Jesus, I'm ready to die for you now, as I did die on the first Good Friday. So read 53.
Number 53. Does the Mass atone for sin? The Mass atones for sins twice over, for the sins that we have personally committed and also for the sins of other people.
This is crucial. This past week, for example, at Jesu Parish, Well, they were offering the 6:30 Mass in the morning. The faithful dozen or 15 always. Once in a while, a person or two comes besides the regulars. What word should I use? You've got only one short life here on earth. I could talk this language my 50th year in the priesthood. Our bodies will all die. Our bodies will all decay. You're going to rot in the grave. But our souls will live on. And we shall die in God's friendship and be assured of eternal salvation only if we have lived lives of sacrifice here on earth. And the principal source of grace for living a sacrificial life is the Mass. We need the Mass to obtain the graces that we need to live a life of sacrifice. And we've defined this more than once. Sacrifice is the surrender of something precious out of love for God. And our most precious possession is our own sweet, sacrament sweet will. Surrendering that will to God. We need grace to live that kind of a life. My one hope in teaching these classes is that they will affect your lives and motivate you to attend Mass as often as you can and receive Holy Communion. And I mean this daily. However, the Mass is also a source of grace for other people. To have Mass offered for other persons, both the living and those who have died. I know too much about what's going on in the Catholic Church. In so many dioceses, so many parishes. Now, first of all, daily Mass is now offered by the priest or priests in the parish. And the Mass is to be offered, I repeat, not only for our own intentions, but for others. There is no greater gift, hear it, there is no greater gift you can give a person than to have the sacrifice of the Mass offered for that person. Now I have the question, 54. Is the Mass a source of grace for help from God? Indeed, the Mass is the single most effective source for obtaining the graces we need. This means that the Mass obtains for us the light we need for the might to know God's will in our lives and the strength we need for our wills to do the will of God, no matter how demanding the divine will may be. I read the words, I read them from the paper in front of me, and I say to myself, do you realize that for so many people, these are just words? Dear Lord, I need to realize what you profess to believe, because it is a sacrifice of the Mass that is indispensably necessary for our own practice of virtue and necessary for the conversion of those loved ones, members of our own family, your fathers and mothers, your own children. We need to attend Mass, offer our eyes in need of the Christ sacrifice of the Mass, so that those especially who we love so dearly might return to the faith that so many, as you well know, have given up. And that, I understand, is the last of the questions for this class. It is 3:07. What I want to do now, and that, before we go on with the next class, is to add some clarification on the importance of understanding our faith in the Holy Eucharist. I would like to spend the next 5 or so minutes. We will have our first break at 3:00. And we are going to understand the Holy Eucharist. We must do whatever we can to learn what the Holy Eucharist really means. May I ask, how many of you have even one copy of the writings of St. Peter Julian Eymard? I strongly recommend that you get, they're in paperback, the price is very low, St. Peter Julian Eymard, in my estimation, was the most clear, outspoken, and unambiguous writer on the real presence as the Catholic Church has canonized. Read from a saint like Peter Julian Eymard, secondly, whatever you can do to promote Eucharistic adoration, do so. Thanks to the canons regulator of the Holy Cross, we now have 6 days a week. Eucharistic adoration from 9 in the morning till about 6:45 in the evening. I repeat, but now more than what I've said before, under orders of the Holy Father, I was told to promote Eucharistic adoration, hear it, by starting a newsletter for bishops. Whatever you can do to promote exposition, prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, in your own parish, in other parishes, you'll be blessed by the Lord. Finally, spend some time, I mean what I'm saying, some time every day before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And one reason is that Jesus Christ is on earth. And He is on earth, hear it, to continue doing, but on a greater scale than He ever did during His visible stay on earth before His ascension. Jesus Christ wants to work miracles. Spend some time with our Lord, and I assure you, and I mean this from the depths of my heart, Christ will work miracles in your life. I mean that literally. That's why He is here. And among the miracles that Christ wants to perform is to restore the true Catholic faith to the millions in our country who have abandoned their faith. Thank you for being here. Now, if you don't mind, take a 15-minute break, and we'll then have the second class on the papacy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Mary, Mother of the Holy Eucharist, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And you get enough.